The month of June would kick off a year-long celebration and project that would light up and highlight with this return to 2024. I'm Melissa Patrick. Holmes County would kick off the bicentennial celebrations on Sunday, June 30th, originally planned for the 29th, along with Thunder over Holmes County. Both would inevitably make the switch from Saturday to Sunday due to the threat of severe weather, but Sunday would prove to be a perfect day with a parade to kick off the bicentennial, which led into kids' events for Thunder over Holmes County and a presentation and debut of the bicentennial video in the courthouse, and would finish with a huge fireworks display. One of the things that Holmes County has always done is celebrate with a parade. So when they dedicated the courthouse, they celebrated with a parade. When they did other things, they celebrated with a parade. And so we felt that the bicentennial shouldn't be any different. We wanted to be classic and do a lot of the things that they did in the past. And in my research, I actually found out in the 70s, when they celebrated American Bicentennial, almost everything we're doing for our kickoff is what they did in the celebration.
It's going to be approximately 20 minutes long, and it's going to just highlight on a lot of the history of the county. Holmes County has a really interesting history, and there's a lot of things I wish I could have included, or I tried to just drop little snippets in.
Leading into the bicentennial celebration, the County Commissioners Organization would present the County Commissioners with a framed picture of the County Courthouse recognizing the bicentennial.
To help you all and the residents of Holmes County celebrate your 200th year of formation of Holmes County. And so we wanted to share with you this nice recognition award to help you all celebrate.
The courthouse would continue getting its facelift with the discussion of new lighting to highlight the historical features of the building. With the approval of KLH Engineering to design the lighting project, it was time to discuss how the plan would come together.
Try to put some bookends around what time frames are of when, you know, you want lights on, understand kind of what constructions are, pull that all together, pull in any sort of historical references, maybe Nashville drawings. Around just something that, you know, gives us clues and whatnot. I take advantage of the visit. You know, I'm gonna obviously do my initial survey, and then from there we'll actually start defining and looking at opportunities. So we'll look at all the different opportunities, understand like the project constraints from the electrical side, from the structural side. A lot of light, the products that we use are dark skies compliant. You guys understand what dark skies compliant is? Like, usually you got full cutoff, you've got visors, you've got anti-glare louvers. We specialize in hiding lights. Like that's our best thing that we were able to figure out, how to hide lights, whether it's outside or inside, so that the light source isn't visible. And so we pride ourselves in making sure that lights are hidden. It's not about the lights, it's about
Millersburg Coffee Company released a new roast called Holmes County Veterans Roast to honor those who served to protect the United States, and a portion of every sale from the Veterans Roast would go to help local veterans.
So the Millersburg Coffee Company Holmes County Veterans Roast is really a tribute to the men and women who have spent their lives, dedicated their lives to safeguarding the United States. And we wanted to create this specialty Colombian dark roast to really embody their strength and their resilience.
The first coffee group that they came to, Rena came up and spoke, and she spoke truly from her heart on how she was happy to be able to serve the veterans of Holmes County. She went up, thanked the veterans, and she didn't try to sell her coffee. You know, they didn't try to sell the coffee. They went up and they truly wanted to serve the veterans and be there to support the veterans. And that shows the kind of dedication they have to the veterans of the community.
Around the state, former Republican Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder was arraigned from federal prison on 10 felony counts brought against him by the state. The state's case charges ex-CEO Chuck Jones and Senior Vice President Michael Dowling on a combined 22 counts. Governor Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor John Husted would be on the list of potential witnesses submitted by Michael Dowling, and DeWine would deflect all questions about his relationship with all former First Energy executives. A federal judge would sign off on the 600 $100 million class action lawsuit over the Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine. A new report would say chemicals from the derailment reached up to 16 states as far away as Wisconsin, Maine, and North Carolina. And the National Transportation Safety Board chair said that Norfolk Southern repeatedly tried to interfere with the investigation into East Palestine. There was a continued struggle for power in the Ohio State House with Jason Stevens and Derek Maron fighting for control, and a judge would strip away control of the GOP caucus's campaign funds from Stevens. And finally, Cedar Fair, the parent company of Cedar Point, said its merger with Six Flags will close on July 1st. With this return to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.